Mozart lived in Vienna from 1781 until his death in 1791, 10 years. Stories vary as to how many times Mozart moved during those 10 years, but it is clear that he had at least 10 apartments. The only one that still exists is on Domgasse 5, where he lived from 1784 to 1787. These middle years of Mozart's Viennese period were by far his most successful. He was extremely popular, had built a loyal following for his concerts, he was in demand as a performer, and composers like Haydn were calling him the greatest composer they knew. He was on top during these 3 years. He'd made it. During these years, he was composing nonstop, producing operas, symphonies, string quartets, sacred music, and piano concertos. This one, Concerto No. 21 in C major, is a brilliant example of the music that poured out of Mozart during these happy times. The melodies are abundant and unforgettable. The highlight of every year in Vienna is the ball season. Every single night between New Year's Eve and Ash Wednesday, there is at least one ball going on somewhere in Vienna, a total of 300 each ball season. With so many balls, there had to be an awful lot of dance music. Enter the Strauss family. Johann Strauss Jr. was one of three sons of Johann Sr. All of them composed waltzes, and Johann Jr. was far and away the most successful and famous. This quintessentially Viennese light music is easy to dismiss when compared to the giants of Vienna, Beethoven, Mozart, Brahms, and Mahler. But a Viennese waltz like the Blue Danube is a miniature masterpiece, and Strauss's contemporaries, like Brahms and Wagner, were great admirers of his music. Manfred Honeck grew up with the tradition of this music and treats it with great care and respect. He will showcase music by the Strauss family on these Thanksgiving weekend concerts.